A lack of data about school suspensions has left some school trustees in suspense. During the Simcoe County District School Board's Program Standing Committee recent meeting, trustees were given this year's suspension report, which overall shows suspensions have held steady with about 5% of students disciplined in this manner in 2022-23, which is consistent with previous years. However, one trustee questioned the data as it was presented, noting the suspension report in previous years had provided a more well-rounded perspective on the issue. "I am very concerned about this report, mainly because last year when we got this report, it was very detailed," said new Tecumseh trustee Sarah Bites. Bites listed off statistics that were included in previous suspension reports not included this time around, which included year-over-year data, information on expulsions, and data split by gender. "This only had key findings for this year. This is a step backwards," she said. The report covered student suspensions over the past 5 years, starting with the 2018-19 school year to 2022-23. Over the past 5 years, the board-wide suspension rate has been between 2% and 5%. Broken down further, there was a decline in the number of suspensions from 2018-19 to 2020-21, and an increase post 2021-22. In 2022-23, there were 4,861 suspensions recorded for 2,996 students. Of those, the majority of students who were suspended had one suspension, 69%, or two suspensions, 16%. Length of suspensions ranged from 1 day to 20 days, with an average suspension length of 3 days. There were 35 different types of infractions that led to suspensions, the most common being conduct injurious to the moral tone of the school, 29%, conduct injurious to the well-being of others, 15%, and fighting, 10%. Following Bites's inquiry, Superintendent of Education Scott Young said he would take Bites's concerns back to staff, but Bites pushed on. "Can you confirm you will provide the full report to us?" she asked. "I look forward to this report. I would like to formally request this full report sent to all trustees." The board's research manager Lisa Newton clarified that while last year the gender split for suspensions was 70% male-identified students and 30% female-identified students, this year those numbers had moved slightly to a 68-32% split. Board Chair Jody Lloyd disagreed with Bites. "I actually found this report to be quite interesting. One of the things we're hearing about across the province is escalating behaviors," said Lloyd. Back in December, SCDSB trustees received a report on violence in Simcoe County public schools. According to the report, there were 159 violent incidents in their schools in the 2022-23 school year, a 30.3% increase over the previous year, which is a trend also playing out in all Ontario school boards. "Our suspensions are not increasing. We're doing what we can to mitigate. That's a really good thing," said Lloyd. Ajala Tosarantio, Clearview, CFB Borden, ESA trustee Brandy Rafiq said she hears a mix of feedback from the community when it comes to suspensions. "I hear quite a bit that we don't suspend students enough. It's a tough balance. How do superintendents guide principals to achieve that balance?" asked Rafiq. Young said there are many mitigating factors taken into consideration when a school's principal does an investigation into an issue. "There are proactive measures taken. Principals are always working through progressive discipline. Our hope is we are constantly educating to move forward, away from misconduct or behavior," said Young. "Our first option is not always suspension. The nuance is different depending on the situation," he said.